Okay, guys. Well, glad so many of you have joined already this morning. It sounded like we had a real good group started. The kind of the meaning for this conference in basically a follow-up to the awesome convention we just had in Las Vegas was to go over some of the things that we introduced at the conference. We'll get some testimonials from a few folks that I know are on the line now and that just couldn't say enough good things about it and how important it was to be there and to participate and to network. And it's just invaluable, I think, to go to these meetings. And you really need to do, in my opinion, everything you can to get to these. It was just a great time, and I really enjoyed it, and I know everyone that attended did. So what we're going to do today is talk about some of those items and talk to a few of the franchise owners that did attend and get some of their thoughts. Now, the first thing that we did is we introduced a resource guide for you guys to use when you're out there in the field. Many of you call in with questions regarding some things that are simple, some things that are maybe complicated, some things that come out that are new that you're just not haven't been introduced to yet. And what we developed was essentially a resource guide. We call it the Co-Pilot, and we want everybody to have one of these so that they have this essentially resource guide with them out in the field. We get calls here all the time from you guys wanting to know, A, what a retail value is on a handpiece or an item. So what I simply do, or what the guys simply do, is grab their Shine catalog, look up what that retail value might be, and then let you guys know what it is. So what we've done is introduced in this Co-Pilot, which is a binder resource guide, a bound resource guide for you, has included a Shine catalog in that for you. We introduced a lot of other items to that resource guide to help you. Some items you may have already had, some of you might have, but many of the items I don't think that you did. But in just talking about the conference, I guess I'll just ask Alex first. How did you feel about the conference in Las Vegas, Alex? If you're there, star 6 to unmute yourself. Well, for some reason, we're not hearing from Alex. Tim, do you have anything you could add to the conference and the benefits you gained from it and how it went for you? Tim, are you there? Star 6.
Are you there, David?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's a lot of background noise going on.
We can be
all that you want to be as a franchisee unless you attend those because you get a certain amount of value from the planned content, but you get an equal amount of value from the interaction with all the other franchisees. I mean, I walked away with a whole bunch of good information just from the side conversations that I had. So all of that, in addition to seeing the homies from the home office, it was all more than worth the time and money spent.
I appreciate that. Hey, guys, there is some background noise. Somebody may have hit star 6. Please, guys, everybody who isn't speaking, just hit star 6 on your phone so that we can hear from Tim. Thank you. Tim, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, you want me to give my whole spiel again?
Yeah, I apologize, but we had so much background noise there for whatever reason that it was hard to hear you.
Right. Well, just to reiterate, as a franchisee, I feel like just a small island out here in America, and I think most of the guys feel that way. We operate on our own. We don't have much face-to-face interaction with our peers, so it's always good to get there and see everybody. But in addition to the planned content, which was excellent, and I know you're going to go over some of it today, of equal value to me is always the unplanned content, which is the interaction on the side with all of the franchisees. And I just walked away again with a bunch of information that, with your help, David, I've already put in place, and it's already starting to pay benefits. So it's you know, I can't be all I want to be unless I go to those things. And plus, it's good to see the home office folks, and because after this many years, you guys are like my family too. So anyway, I couldn't not go, and it was well worth the time and money. So.
Well, thanks. Obviously, we appreciate you greatly, Tim, and you always have so much to add to the conferences. I think one of the things that, Tim, that you had told us in the lead-up to this conference was that not only do you learn a lot from the materials that we hand out and present to you guys, but that you learn so much, and sometimes it might just be one or two other things in the networking sessions and speaking with the other franchise owners that you can put into place and has, you know, been a translated into a monetary gain for your business.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. So again, I just don't think you can become all you want to be as a franchisee unless you do attend these sessions. And for anybody out there that did not attend because, you know, you thought that the cost of it was too much, I'll tell you, you'll make that cost up. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, if you could get one takeaway that's going to improve something that you're doing in your business that you could be doing a lot better, something that you've learned either through some of the presentations that Steve has or from speaking with and networking with other franchise owners in similar situations, I mean, you could pay for that 10 times over.
Yeah.
It's not even in question. I know that sometimes there are some extenuating circumstances why somebody can't go, a family issue or something else. But if it's anything other than that, golly, you really need to be there. I had probably 6 or 7 franchise owners come up to me at the conference and tell me that this was literally the best conference that they had ever attended and that they enjoyed it so much. And it meant a lot to me for the simple reason that some people told me that after the last meeting that we had that I thought was great and very successful. So that meant that this one, in my opinion, was maybe even better. What did you think, Alex?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I couldn't get through before. But anyway, okay. Absolutely. You know, I've been with everyone since the beginning. And, you know, it's not 100% everything that you want it to be. But I think it's like everybody else said, if you gain one little thing that can help you do something better, it was well worth it. And again, the networking and just being able to you know, to see the, you know, the faces that goes with the voices, and to realize that you're not alone. I mean, you know, this is like whoever said it, we're like an island. Every once in a while, you just have a reality check. The time to get it done is when you have the opportunity to meet your colleagues and realize the same issues that you encounter every day is not that unusual. And that's build your confidence immensely.
Good. I couldn't say that better, so thanks, Alex.
Well, that's why I had to say it.
you know, you'd be perfect, Alex, except for you're too modest.
Yes, humble.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. Guys, what we did, and this goes to all of the folks that were unable to attend the meeting, once again, as we introduced two, you know, really cool resources for you that I really wanted to talk about today. I spoke about them briefly at the intro, but what they are is a resource guide for you to have with you out in the field. We called it the Co-Pilot, a name that Nona came up with, because really it's supposed to be your co-pilot. It's the resource guide that you're supposed to take with you every day out into the field. And it has, I'll just go through briefly what's included in it. We have a price list for you, an item price list on all the items. We have retail repair pricing. It was one of the things we went over in a TDC Connected meeting with Dave Reinhardt that he hosted a couple of months back. And what he had done is he had broken down every single handpiece, its repair cost to him, a suggested retail and profitability amount. And what that allows him to do is analyze his pricing to see if he's accurate. Obviously, sometimes there are external factors such as competition that you need to be aware of when coming up with that retail pricing. But there are so many different handpieces out there that we felt it very important for you guys to have an actual pricing list with you in this resource guide. You can obviously take it in with you when you go talk to the docs, and that way if they ask you questions like I'm sure they do always ask you, which is how much does something cost to repair, you have all these ballpark figures. In fact, these aren't even ballpark figures, they're exact figures, with you on this repair. And it we included a high-speed handpieces repair sheet, a slow-speed handpieces repair sheet, and also an electric handpieces repair sheet. I think that was the one that's probably going to get the most use because there's just so many variables in the electric handpiece repair, and it's very important for you guys to be educated on those different repairs and know kind of what to come at the doctor with as far as pricing goes. Both A, what it costs you to get it repaired, and B, what the going retail amount is that the docs are paying when they do send those hand pieces to the manufacturer. We did have a great TDC Connected meeting again with Dave on that, but we wanted to include those repair pricing sheets and breakdowns in your co-pilot so that you had that with you out in the field. From that, what we did is we included an attachments guide. Many of you know what attachments are, but it's very hard to know exactly which ones you have because there's just so damn many out there. NSK makes attachments, Star, Midwest, Kavo, and a slew of Japanese versions for all the different attachments that are out there that you run into. Those are always the hard ones for you guys to give estimates on, and in a lot of times hard to identify because there's no markings on them. So what we did is we included pictures of many of the different attachments that are out there, whether it's Star, NSK, Midwest, one of the Japanese companies, Nakamura Dental that makes them. In addition, we included some of the odd Kavo attachments. As you know, they have latch heads, push buttons, push button reduction heads, and many contra angles. We have pictures and descriptions of those also included. And in addition to that, we included a light bulb cheat sheet. I can't tell you how many times I've got phone calls or received phone calls from you guys wondering about a light bulb. In this cheat sheet, we included a part number, a description, your price, a retail price, and probably most important to you guys, a picture of the different light bulbs so you can easily identify what you've received from the doc and what you need to order to replace it. After that, we included a spindle cheat sheet. We took pictures. Many of you ask, well, I'm not sure, you know, I have a new Kavo handpiece or even an older Kavo handpiece, and I need to overhaul it. As you know, in some cases, the overhaul procedure on an original OEM turbine is slightly different than the repair procedure on an aftermarket turbine. The key factor to allow you to repair that handpiece accurately and affordably is to know, well, what turbine do I have? So we included pictures, both a front, a side, profile, and rear picture of the different spindles that are out there. We included an OEM spindle from Kavo and Midwest, an aftermarket stable, Microtech, and also Timken spindles. So you guys should now be able to easily identify what you have in front of you, and that will allow you to do the proper repair procedure on them. In addition, I keep saying, but we just have so many different adds to this. This co-pilot just kept growing by the day. I think Sean and Bud and I sat down, and we kind of brainstormed some inclusion items to this co-pilot, and I think we had about 6 items that we wanted to include in this. And by the time we presented it to you guys in Vegas, I think it was up to 10 or 12 items, and it seemed like every day we were wanting to add another item to this resource guide, but just the time wouldn't allow it. So We'll be making those releases available to you guys on the TTC Connected website, which we'll get into in just a little bit here. But we did also include for you guys an ADEC spindle chuck impeller turbine identification chart. As many of you know, there are just so many different ADECs available out there, and they keep coming up with the same name but a different turbine. So we tried to help you guys with that resource or reference sheet to make it easy for you guys to identify the different ADECs out there. For some reason, I'm getting a little bit of background noise. I hate to do this. I'm going to mute you guys again. Again, the instructions are to just simply hit *6 to add to the conversation. But let's get rid of some of this background noise, guys. Hold on. Okay, I don't know how it sounds to you guys. To me, that just cleared it up a lot. I don't hear any of that background noise. So we're good to go. Hit *6 if you want to add to the conversation. Which I guess I probably did that prematurely because I wanted to ask if any of you guys who do have the Copilot have taken it with you out into the field and actually used it. So if anybody has taken the Copilot out with them in the field, hopefully everyone who got one in Las Vegas is doing that, and has it been a good reference for you. So just chime in and let me know if anybody out there has used it, found it useful, and what they did like about it.
Hey, David, Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
It would be nice to have two copies of that thing, one for the car and one for your shop. Is that stuff electronic?
It is electronic. Would you, and I'd be more than happy to send you the stuff. If you're wanting to print it out, you can definitely do that, or you could simply, and then buy the little separators and make your own.
I mean, you know, even if it's not all of it, some of it's really nice to have around when you're in the shop, too. And I find myself running back and forth.
Okay, so this Copilot, which was intended to be for your use out in the field, you're finding is actually pretty useful in the shop as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially that turbine guide, I would think.
Yeah, I've looked at it probably 3 or 4 times already.
Okay. Great. Well, it's good that it's getting used because it is a good resource. And, in fact, Bud and Sean each have a Copilot, and they've been using them left and right. I know a couple of times we've got calls from franchise owners that did attend the meeting, and they asked us certain questions. And I think I was in the back when Sean said, "Hey, do you have your Copilot handy?" "Yep, I do." Turn to page 3 and bang, you know, we were able to communicate correctly and properly to each other about some attachments. So, I mean, we're finding it useful here that you guys have it there. There's nothing harder to communicate than what a picture looks like, right? You can describe a picture for a half an hour and I still won't know what you're talking about, and you just send me a little camera phone pic of it, and now all of a sudden we're on the same page. So we're hoping that this Copilot clears up any confusion that we might have in communicating with each other, as well as being just a fantastic resource for you guys to use out in the field. Have you, Gary, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the repair pricing chart? Has that helped you in any way in pricing your customers' items?
I looked at it yesterday.
Okay. Good. We felt like that would be one of the more useful components of this Copilot.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions like that all the time.
Okay. So that's going to be a fantastic resource for you, too.
Yeah, and that's why it would be real nice, David, if we can get our hands on, you know, at least like that portion of it, you know, electronically, so we don't have to sit there copying sheets and all kind of nonsense.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I did, after our TDC Connected meeting regarding pricing, I sent those out to you guys, but I'll resend that email. And the reason I like the email is that I sent you 2 files. One was the retail pricing with all of your costs involved, and then another sheet was just a retail pricing sheet that you could actually walk into a doctor's office with, and all it has is the retail pricing. It doesn't mention what your individual component parts cost is, which is something that you wouldn't want the doc to see anyway, right?
You got it.
Okay, cool. Well, Well, I'll move on. It sounds like at least it's being used. I know we have had some experience here where we know you guys are using it, so I'm glad to hear you using it as well, Gary. In addition, we put in that bearing guide, which is probably what you were talking about was useful in the shop. The air pressure guide we added is useful to you out in the field for sure, because it helps you know what the doc's air pressure is supposed to be at a station to make sure he's not blowing out bearings. And then we added the, as I talked about earlier, the Shine catalog, the full handpiece Shine catalog for your guys' reference when docs ask you time and time and time again how much something costs and you're trying to compare it to retail and come up with a price that's going to beat Shine but still allow enough profit in it for you as well. So we're real glad that you guys are using it. I know we also talked about some of the high-tech repair services that you guys can promote, whether it's the interoral camera repair or the diagonadent repair. It's just an extra resource for you guys, an extra money-making component to your business. You've already got the customer as a customer. You're doing the high-speed repair for him, hopefully the slow-speed repair for him. And what the heck? I mean, if he's got a Cavo diagonadent in there that needs repair, you know, you should grab it rather than letting him, you know, send it to Cavo direct or through Shine, because obviously we can get wholesale pricing on that and take advantage of that pricing. Plus, we actually get pretty quick turnaround through Shine, which isn't, you know, too bad on those high-tech repairs. Okay, well, that covers the introduction to the Copilot. I have a feeling if you don't have a Copilot, in other words, you weren't at the meeting, what you know, Tim and Alex and Gary and I just spoke about might be a little bit foreign to you. Hopefully you got the concept that this resource guide is to go with you out into the field. Gary mentioned he'd like to have a backup copy for his shop, which is a good idea for sure. So any and all of those of you who did not attend the TDC meeting in Las Vegas, please, please, please call us and get us to send you that Copilot. It's a great resource, and we want to hear from you on it. Next, I wanted to kind of step away from the Copilot, the kind of in-the-field resource guide, and go into the website, the TDC Connected website that we have. This is also a fantastic resource for you guys. Hopefully everyone who got my email clicked onto that site to see what it was. I know out at the meeting in Las Vegas, I think Cecil walked up to me. He had pulled up the maintenance PowerPoint presentation on his iPhone, and I didn't even know it would come up on the iPhone. I thought that was awesome. It pulled up that PowerPoint presentation, and he was saying it was something that he can actually talk to some staff members and literally walk them through that maintenance CD PowerPoint presentation right off of his iPhone. In addition, obviously, they can do it directly through their computers, but I kind of lean away from that unless we just make that only accessible to them without having the password to the rest of the site, which we think is very important. Has anybody that was at the meeting been able to log on to the TDC Connected website, browse around, and utilize the site at all? Again, to unmute yourself, just hit *6. I'm hoping that Sue did, because Sue's had a couple suggestions for me already on it.
David?
Yes.
Yeah, I went on just to try it out, put the password, the whole thing, and I was, just played around a little bit and, looking for to use it when I really, really, really need to. But was good to see. That was probably... That and the Copilot was something that was like a gift from God. So, awesome. We really appreciate that. I think that will help a lot of questions. And, you know, you said something while you were talking. The first day I was back, I can't recall right now which handpiece it was that I had, but happened to poke me and says, you know, that was one of the ones we handed you. So I thank you very nicely, and it was. So you guys beat me to it. You know, you had the information, and I was too slow to realize that. So that was very good. Appreciate that. The schematics were there. The to add on to our normal, normal spec book.
Well, that's great. All of the, I think I may have missed one. I don't think I did. If I did, I know some one of you guys will definitely call or email me and let me know that I did. But I think every repair diagram or repair instruction set that is currently in your TDC repair manual is on that website under the repair instruction set, whether it's a CAVO repair, Midwest, Star, Lairs, W&H, ADEC, it should be on there. I think the one exception that somebody reminded me about was the Japanese canister repair instructions were not on there. I chuckled a little bit because obviously all of you can do that repair with your eyes closed, but I wrote down to actually add that to the TDC Connected website. Maybe not really for most of you guys, but for anyone who's real wet behind the ears and just starting out, I'd still like to have that on there. So, yeah, at any time, if it's easier for you to have a computer open in your repair shop, you can click on to any and all of the repair instructions, and it opens up into a nice PDF file. I kind of went through at the meeting how you can zoom in on the different component parts or the different pictures in those repair diagrams and really get a great view of the pictures that, you know, are important to the, you know, assembly and disassembly procedures for the repair. So I'm glad you were able to use it, Alex. You said it was like a gift, and we hope that it is, and we're going to keep on adding to this gift and make it better and better and better for you. We had a lot of great suggestions at the meeting to add to the TDC Connected website. One of those was to add a resource area and a calendar for upcoming events, as well as posting many of your good marketing ideas to that website so that you guys, you know, Alex, you and in Pennsylvania can look at something that Dave in Idaho is doing in his area for marketing and what's working for him, or what Dale in San Antonio is doing, or maybe what Scott and Mel up in Detroit are doing to get more business. And as opposed to us only being able to see these items once every 2 years when Nona posts it on a board for everybody to see at the TDC convention, we could have it in a resources section on the website, and you can have access to any and all of these different marketing ideas 24 hours a day. So I think we're very excited about the Copilot because it's something that you guys can have with you when you're out in the field as a really handy reference guide, and then also the TDC Connected site so that you can have access to any and all of the stuff regarding handpieces, marketing, used and new hand pieces available, et cetera, including a calendar that we can post upcoming events to. So, I don't know. We're pretty damn excited about it, too, and it sounds like you guys are as well. Is there anyone out there? I'd like to hear from anyone who was not at the TDC convention. And were you able to log on to the TDC Connected website?
Dave, it's John Lager.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you sign in? Needs a username and a password.
Okay. The username, I'll just tell you verbally. I guess I should have emailed that with the darn website. Although you can look at a couple of things without the username. The username is real simple. We are going to change this, guys, and make it a little bit more complicated just to keep the riffraff out if that is, you know, a possible problem. The username right now is TDC, all lowercase. And the password is the word connected, all lowercase. So TDC and connected.
Great, thanks.
You bet, John. You bet, John. And
Dave, what's the URL?
Yeah. Hello?
Dave, this is Doug. What's the URL? I missed that somehow.
Yeah, it's TDCconnected.com.
Oh, okay, great, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, David, this is Charlie Chan from Ottawa.
Charlie, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good. Gord was kind enough to let me know about the website. So I went in and zoomed around. It's pretty good. And it's really nice to have all the resources in one place. Just wondering if some of the Copilot information Is it possible to get it uploaded into that website as well, or is it too sensitive for that?
No, that's a great question. I don't think anything's too sensitive for this website because we're going to have it password protected. I know it's TDC connected right now as the username and password. Trust me, I'm going to be letting you all know of a little bit more complicated way to get into this website here shortly. But we are going to post all of that. That was one of the suggestions that some folks had when we literally immediately as we introduced this at the convention in Las Vegas. We had introduced the Copilot first, and then we went into the TDC Connected website, Charlie, and folks immediately said, well, will you make the Copilot available to us on the website if we need to reprint pages or we want to make another set? And the answer was yes, absolutely we will. And as you know, there are some drop-down menus at the top. There's a TDC Connected info, some schematics, repair instructions, a handpiece outlet, and resources. And I'm going to add a tab up there, which is Copilot. And what we're going to do is we're going to post those current Copilot items, and then some of them, as many folks mentioned, will change. The item list will change. So we'll put updates to the item list with a date on that so that you know whether you have the current one or you need to upload the new one. We're going to put the repair pricing changes up there for you guys. That way you also know when there's changes there. So those two items for sure we've already discussed we're going to be doing continual updates on, and then we'll also post a creation date on them so you guys know whether or not you have the current ones. But, yeah, we're going to make that Copilot stuff available there too, Charlie.
All right. Thank you very much. That's great.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. I'm glad you got on that site and looked around. Now, quick question for you, Charlie. Did you bring up any of the schematics or the repair instructions?
Yes, I did.
And did that pop up immediately into your PDF viewer?
The schematics, yes, it did.
Okay, excellent. That's what it was intended to do. So I like to hear from folks around to know that it's not just my computer that does it or, you know, kind of an updated computer, but just that it works for everybody. The thing I was amazed about was, and you may or may not have uploaded it, Charlie, but in the resources section, we posted the maintenance PowerPoint presentation, and I just mentioned it earlier. It was awesome. I want to say Butch and Sue. It might not have been them, but somebody brought it up on their computer right there while we were introducing it because we had wireless in the conference center, so they would be able to literally – if they, you know, if their office had wireless, bring their laptop in to talk to Lisa or Cindy or Sue or whoever the person in charge of maintenance is for the office, and take her through the maintenance PowerPoint presentation right there on their computer via wireless internet. And Cecil, I believe it was Cecil, who walked up to me and had his iPhone and it brought it up on his iPhone and was scrolling through it. So. I don't know, pretty awesome. The cool thing is it's doing, you know, it's already doing some stuff I didn't even anticipate for it to do, which kind of exceeded our expectations. So I know I'm kind of rambling here, but I'm just really happy with it. I know that Alex and many others were super, super stoked with both the Copilot and the website and the resources that they're going to provide.
I think with the prevalence of internet connections over the wireless media, it's really useful to have something that you can just pull it out online, you know, and like you said, it's going to be really nice.
Yep, I agree. Any other questions or comments, folks? Yeah.
I have a question. Well, first of all, this is Sue.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear
Sue.
Me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yes, the schematics do come up. When you pull them up, they're great. Secondly, on the TDC Connected, are we going to also be able to have a section there? I think we talked about it at the conference where the franchisees can contact one another at what they might have, like if you've got something you're looking for or something you want to get rid of.
Absolutely. I mean, that section is actually the Handpiece Outlet Center. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. Well, I was talking about, okay, is that what that one is?
It is. The only thing I need from you on that, though, is you know, obviously it's pretty self-explanatory, make, model, price, condition, quantity available.
Right.
And then I'll add a section, which was what franchise owners offering it so that you guys can communicate to each other If you want it. So absolutely, you guys asked me to add that to the outlet section, and so we're going to do that for sure.
Okay. All right. Great.
For sure.
Conference was excellent for anyone who wasn't there.
Right. I agree. I always appreciate you and Butch being there. You guys contribute a lot, and I couldn't agree with you more. Just a great conference, and I just couldn't imagine missing it. For the folks, Sally had a hilarious comment, Tim's wife, who said that she felt sorry for anyone who wasn't there. I thought that was pretty funny. But it's kind of true. It really was a great conference, and we aim to have everybody there. We know it's not possible for everyone to make it because of certain other obligations that they may have family-wise or other. But if you can, anything you can do to get there is very important.
And Dave, this is Bailey. How are you doing?
Yeah, Bailey, doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to blow a little bit more sunshine in your face. When Bob and Kathy came back from the conference, they came by the house, you know, on their way home just to, you know, kind of debrief me, I guess. And they were on cloud nine. He showed me the co-pilot manual, and I was absolutely blown away with that. Y'all really popped a home run. I cannot wait to get my copy. I am on the TDC Connected website right now as we speak, and I've been surfing around as you've been, you know, talking about it. Everything comes up beautifully. I have my handy-dandy, I want to call it a crackberry, but it's actually a thunderbolt with a cracked glass. But it still works. It just has a nice little spiderweb effect. And I'm sitting here looking at the little PDF presentation for maintenance. Y'all have just gone above and beyond. This is fantastic, and I can't wait to start using it.
Well, cool. I'm glad.
And I hate that I couldn't be there. But there's just no way I could. I wanted badly.
I know you had a family issue, and we certainly wish you could have been there. We know you had more pressing issues at the time, but always appreciate your input, Bailey.
Hey, thank y'all. It shows that you guys have been pulling some long hours. If you can get everything done that you get done and then still pull this off in addition, this is great.
Well, thanks again, Bailey. I appreciate it, and glad you guys appreciate it too.
Thank you.
And Bob also, Bailey failed to mention, Bob had the, we gave out an award for the best marketing idea at the conference. Bob won the award, and he had, his suggestion was, and these things are also going to be available on the TDC Connected site, was he has created some cards, and what they are is the idea of the week, or the maintenance tip. I think it was the handpiece tip of the week. And what Bob does is he either sends or back with handpieces or provides for the dentist a little folding card which provides them a handpiece maintenance tip of the week, and then also has some suggestions for them, some contact info, and just a really cool, neat idea, and pretty unique. So the folks, everybody there voted, and he ended up winning the prize for that. And we had some second and thirds and some other good ideas, too, that we're going to post for you guys to see in that same section where we post the marketing materials that the different franchise owners have kind of come up with and what may work in their area and what may work in your area, too. Before I go too much further, I did want to introduce, we are training Phil Pichette from New Hampshire. He's actually in our office right now, and he's able to join this TDC Connected meeting. It's the first time we've ever been training a new franchise owner and had one of these meetings simultaneously. So he's been able to listen to us here. Really great guy from up in New Hampshire. Anyway, so we've got a new franchise owner this week. So if you haven't talked to Bud today and you wanted to, now you know why. But I'll be with Phil later today, and he should be able to return any and all your phone calls. So growing up there in the northeastern area, but we enjoy all of you guys, and he's a personality, so he's going to get along great with Alex at the next conference, I can tell you that. So you guys will enjoy him a lot. Other than that, any other comments or questions regarding the co-pilot or the TDC Connected site or the meeting in general out in Vegas? If so, just let me know. Otherwise, I think we've done a pretty good review on these items.
David, this is Terry.
Yeah,
hey,
Terry.
On the TDC Connected website.
Yeah.
So does that replace any other thing that we've had in the past? There will be, you know.
It absolutely does, and that's a great
okay.
question I forgot to mention. Right now, what we have on Yahoo Groups, as all of you know, or many of you know, is the TDC Info site. And what we attempted to do there was a lot of what we're doing here with the TDC Connected site, which was post files, whether it's new pricing, an item price list. I think I even have a copy of an old 2007 Shine or 2008 Shine catalog on there. And what we ran into was, and there was even some, you know, you could post questions and get answers from your fellow franchise owners. The problem that we run into with that site is it has a very small file capacity and also a small transfer file transfer capacity. So even if you can get files on there, you can't even download them all because it goes over their 5 megabyte limit, which, as you all know, is pretty small. In fact, one of the things that Terry that's posted on the TDC Connected info site are all of these TDC Connected meetings in a sound file. And we couldn't even download the sound files to the TDC info site because it went over their megabyte limit. So we are going to pretty much, I'm probably just going to flat delete that TDC info site because it's been made obsolete by this TDC Connected site. So good question, and yes, this totally replaces that and far surpasses it. So we will be kind of eliminating that and just focusing on this TDC Connected site for you guys.
Hey, Dave, this is Jay. I have a quick question. Because of the issues with my mom, I wasn't able to come to the TDC convention, which sounds like I missed a great one. And based on the information today, the only question I have is, does this mean that in a point in time, Bud nor Sean nor yourself will be at the end of the telephone and I'll have to do it by computer?
No.
Oh, good. Because I'm going to have to take a whole new course in life then if I got to do it that way. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
This is
okay.
meant, yeah, that's a good question, Jay, but this is really meant to be a resource for you before you have to call us, let's say. If you
sure.
just had a quick question on, for instance, a Kevo 4500B handpiece, which is a newer Kevo that's out there, you know, the repair instructions are now on the TDC Connected site. The part numbers needed, et cetera, whereas before everybody was simply having to just call in. Hey, what bearing goes on that? You know?
Sure.
I get calls like this every day, Jay, and that is, hey, does anybody have a used impact air available? Well,
correct.
I don't know. Right? Unless I literally stop what I'm doing, get on the phone with all of you, and start calling around to see who has one. You guys typically don't call me to let me know that you have a refurbished handpiece available.
Sure.
And so now, instead of that, this will be a resource for you guys to just click onto the handpiece outlet part. And now that this is available, I think I am going to get a lot of calls from you guys saying, hey, you know, this is Dave in Idaho. I've got an Impact Air 45 refurbished that I'm looking to sell. I know a lot of guys, you know, it's probably popular with a lot of guys. Will you post it on that outlet center? And so I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just stuff
well,
like that.
Sure. Well, the real intent of my comment was for basically for all new type franchise owners. I know for me personally, I think I wore out my telephone call privileges, particularly the first year and a half or so that I had my franchise. And I think from my perspective, it's great to have this resource, which is wonderful, and it does take care of those day-to-day simple questions. But I wouldn't want anyone who's a new franchise owner to think, well, I can't call the corporate. That's all I was really stressing.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that, and no, absolutely not. You're all more than welcome to call us at any time. But this is also a nice resource for you to access during non-business hours. So, I mean, during the day, you guys are busy marketing and running your businesses and maybe don't have time to even call Bud or myself or Sean for some of this information. Yet, you could be sitting in your lab at, you know, 5:45, 6 o'clock at night and access this. or 3 in the
sure.
morning. I'm hoping none of you are doing handpiece repair at 3 in the morning, but in the rare occurrence that somebody is, you've got this at this resource available to you. So it's just both of these things are just meant to enhance and make life easier for you if that's possible, but
sure.
not in
well,
any
I appreciate
way eliminate
that.
The support that we provide to you guys.
Sure, and I appreciate that. I'm going to mute now, so thank you so much.
All
bye-bye.
Right, great question, Jay. Appreciate it.
Hey,
any
Dave,
other
Tony.
Or concerns? Yeah, Tony.
Hey, from what I'm hearing, and I went to the website last night when I got the email. Of course, I didn't have the password to get on, but from what I'm seeing, it looks like it's going to be an excellent site, and greatly appreciate the effort that you guys put into it to get this up and running for us franchisees owners.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Tony. And one thing I actually failed to mention is this is a growing, ever-evolving tool and resource for you guys to use. So your guys' comments and input is just invaluable. So anytime you have a comment or a concern about it, or you feel like maybe there's something we should add to it, please, please, please let me know. We got a lot of great ideas. In fact, I was talking to Steve and the guys before we introduced it at the convention, and I said, well, one thing that's going to happen is these guys, you know, the franchise owners, you guys are going to see this and immediately have some suggestions for improvement. And you did, and it was great. So please don't ever stop doing that, because it's your input that will make this site evolve and improve and be a better resource for you.
Good deal.
Yep, but thanks, and you're very, very welcome, Tony. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate everybody for attending the conference. I wanted to just introduce these two things, the Copilot and the TDC Connected website, to those of you who unfortunately were not able to attend the meeting. And I really, as always, appreciate the input from everybody, and even especially from the people that did attend the meeting and added some comments. So everybody have a great great day, and I look forward to hearing from all, if not most of you, on improvements and comments about the website and the Copilot. Talk to you all soon.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Alex. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave. It was a great conference. I really appreciated it.
Cool. You're very welcome, Deborah.